The following program is for mature audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Line.
No, I couldn't even get the record button to work, right? It's just like, oh, this
We're
is
off
good stuff.
To a great start. Yeah. Just us chickens, yeah.
Well, welcome, everybody. This is another edition of Homalicious.
Oh, hi. Hello.
Hey.
I'm doing all the voices now. I'm pretending I'm four people.
There's about eight in the podcast today.
Hello. Guten Morgen.
So we're in the lusty month of March and just charging through it, right?
Well, we're recording it in March, and there's a good chance that this comes out in July. So
we're going to be better. No, we're going to be better at this. Yeah, I've made my mind up that we need to be better. It was on my vision board.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah, the problem is you took your glasses off. You know, so you
couldn't see them. I can't find the vision board now. Goddamn, things lost. You know. Well, when we find the vision board, I will tell you all the things that are on it.
Yeah. So. We'll do it later.
So, I'm John Rust. I'm a creative professional bullshitter. No, I think that's my new title for 2023.
Oh, you're changing.
Professional bullshitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you know, last week I tried on my swimming trunks, and I just realized that all the winter Thai food that we've been having have left me with a few spring rolls. It's true. Oh boy. You know, I never had like a V, but I just look a cheese grater. You know, it's just like, it's all kind of it's
you
all
want thick slices
lumpy.
Or little thin slices.
Yeah, which side you gonna use?
Big,
you know,
big wedge pieces. Yeah, no, you're it's gonna look like padded Thai in your in your swimsuit.
Exactly. No, my waist looks like Dilbert's head, and since Dilbert's in the news now. That's a reference everybody knows.
Yeah. I did read about that, yeah.
That guy went naughty, so we won't talk about him.
Oh.
For those of you who can't see, who is that lovely lady right next to me? My co-host this week?
It's me. I came in second place to Thelma Ritter in a grocery store beauty contest, Latina Turner.
You know, I hope Thelma Ritter's name never dies.
I do, too. I feel like, again, surprise, surprise, like, famed character actress Thelma Ritter. Maybe you may know her from, I'm trying to think of other notable things she was in. Oh, she was in Rear Window.
Yeah, like 60s comms, too. She's like the neighbor or the maid that doesn't like Doris Day or stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
I don't know. If you lived next to Doris Day, I don't think you'd like her either. She's like just too peppy. She's too positive. Her hair looks too nice. And to that I say, it's a wig. Like, I wouldn't be that, you know.
Yeah. No, she's, Doris is breathy with everything. So, she sucks in air before every single word. And I'm just thinking, that's got to get old.
The gasp she must pass, you know, like just holding all that air all day long.
She goes on the set and swallows a gallon and then, you know, has to go home and lay down for an hour because, you know, she's been sucking in air.
Yeah. But no, I like to bring up Thelma Ritter every now and then just because she's one of our icons we're slowly forgetting. And she's great.
Yeah.
If you're unfamiliar with her at home, give her a Google.
And check our show notes below because we're gonna I think we give an homage to the Thelma. And how many people do you know named Thelma? I mean,
none.
In the name, in the hospital room, they go, this is going to be a character actress. They held her up, you know. she's funny looking. Let's give her a funny name.
Thelma. You'll be, it's like Thelma, Pearl. There's just a bunch of names that like just do not exist anymore.
No.
And I think I kind of wonder if they'll ever come back. Like they'll have a resurgence where like it's like old timey names. It must happen again at some point. But I just can't imagine like a baby named Thelma anymore. Like,
no.
Because that sounds like a baby that like smokes a pack a day. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, you can't name someone Thelma and have it not be, you know.
Well, my Mormon relatives make up names, you know, so because they've run out of all the traditional names. So, they, you know, they just come up with brand
like
new.
John.
Well, no.
really cracked the mold on that one, huh?
No,
really
see,
stayed up all night.
I'm not one of those people, so I'm making fun of them, you know. So, Yeah, I was going to name them, but I think that's kind of incriminating. I'm trying to think. Oh, I know a whole family whose everyone's name is Rue. Shella Rue, Marsha Rue, Stella Rue. It's just like...
What?
They're all Rues, all the daughters.
Is it their middle name?
No, it's connected to their first name, Shella Rue. One word.
Like a hyphen?
Not even. She didn't even
not
get
even
a hyphen.
Not even a hyphen. Oh, my God. It's not even a hyphen.
Yeah. We call them the Rues. Yeah, because...
Well, that makes sense.
They were in marching band, and the parents were obnoxious, you know, band parents that, like, had to show up at everything. And they go, here come the Rues.
Was their last name something complicated? Was it, it was like Johnston? Or was it also, you know... It's just like, I like, what is the...
I think it was Who. Shella Rue Who. I can't remember.
God, it doesn't.
I hope it rhymed.
I hope it rhymed. Shella Rue.
That's my one wish. Well, stay with us, everybody, because we've got a great show, and we'll see if you think it's great, too.
Yeah, it's debatable, and if it's not a good one, that one's on you. I've been talking all day. Oh,
your talker's tired.
My talker's tired. Yeah.
Yeah.
She's all worn out.
Hey, Latina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
What's on your mind? What's on your mind?
Glad you asked. So I'm currently taking a Duolingo course in French.
Oh, Jesus.
I'll hold for applause.
Wait.
No? Okay. Wait. Great.
let me know when you master English.
Okay, but wait. Okay, so this is the point I was going to make, is that, like, I love that they have Duolingo for, like, pretty much every known language. Like, you can learn Gaelic, or you can learn, like, things that are super, super niche. I have a friend that's currently trying to learn Yiddish. Like, I think that's great. However, I think it would be, like, extra, extra great if you could learn, like, old-timey dialects. Like, I want to learn, like, that, like, transatlantic, like, the Katharine Hepburn, Jacqueline Kennedy accent. Like, I want Duolingo for that. Like, I want to learn that, like, old-timey,
yeah, yeah.
Quite actually, I'm sure, mm-hmm. That kind, like, of, yeah. I think that'd be really fun to learn.
That they learned in finishing school or something, you know.
Yeah. It's this weird hybrid of, like, it's like an East Coast, almost Boston accent. Because you listen to Jackie Kennedy talk.
Mm-hmm.
She's saying that's, you know, such a hard thing to wrap my head around. It's like, it's that weird enunciation. Like, how do you even, how could you even teach that? I would love to take a Duolingo course for, like, years trying to perfect my, like, bobblehead Katharine Hepburn.
you know. We got to hurry, though, because next generation doesn't know these people. But listen, I want to go back. So how are you learning this? Is this like Rosetta Stone, or is this like a live person, or are they tapes? Or
there's two. there's these two stone tablets that came out of the sky. I'm going to read it first, and I'm going to tell everyone else about it. No, it's like an app. It's like a game.
Oh.
Or it's not a game, but it's an app.
I see.
And it's this little, like, owl that you interact with. And it's actually, like, super, like, it, like, keeps you on track. It's kind of passive aggressive, because every day it's like, hey, it's time to do it again. Like, don't lose your streak. Or, like, it takes at least, like, 15 minutes to actually learn a language. Like, they kind of hold you accountable, which is nice. But
why is it a little owl, though? Because he's smart?
I don't know. I feel like that's been it's like the Tootsie Pop, like the Tootsie Pop owl, the owl from Winnie the Pooh. Like, you pick
owls
an owl,
are smart.
They're these smart,
go to the owl.
Beacons of, they are, they're just sort of, yeah, just ask the owl.
I need to get an owl.
Yeah. So I've learned how to say owl in French, la chouette.
Oh my goodness.
It's shocking they taught me how to say that before they taught me how to say, like, parent, child, man, woman. It's like
breakfast.
Cat, I don't even think I've learned breakfast yet. But they, like, cat, dog, owl. I was like, okay, well, I see what you're trying to get out of here.
So handy. Conversationally handy, especially when you're a tourist there, you know. I am looking for an owl figurine.
Yeah. you best believe I'm going to find a way to work owl in the next time in France.
Oh,
I'm
just like, every single, like, time.
Yeah, yeah. I've learned it. I'm going to use it.
If you even hear French in the grocery store, just run up and just join in.
Yeah.
And just scream owl. Yeah.
I also think it'd be a fun option to learn old-timey regional dialects.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure there's an acting coach out there that'll give you that.
If you're an acting coach and have...
And you're listening to our show.
Right. And you're listening to this and you're like, wow, that one smoked a lot.
Yeah.
Call in.
I can milk this guy. I can charge him to talk like Jackie Kennedy. You know. I remember back in the day when there were cassette tapes of dialect coaching.
What are those?
And so they okay, that's cute. They were pre-recorded actors, and then you would imitate them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's how you learn.
Yeah.
I remember back in the day, there was the end-all dialect coach to the stars. His name was Robert Easton. We've got a link below. And I met him when we were doing some voiceover work, and he came in, and he did like 1,000 accents until we all had a headache, you know. But he was in every single film as an extra because he was standing next to the actor between takes coaching. And so he also got cast.
Oh, wow.
Because he was in everything.
Wow.
Everything.
Yeah. I feel like I actually saw, there was a documentary a couple years ago about like, is my voice gay or does my voice sound gay? Like there was this whole documentary about like gay voice, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. It was called Do I Sound Gay?
Yeah. And one of the guys that they interview was this guy who had been like a dialect coach in Hollywood for years and years and years and years and like sold tapes.
Yeah.
I distinctly recall that he like sold tapes still. It was like a modern documentary, and he was just like, "Oh, you got to buy the tapes." I was like, "What the fuck is a tape?" but, you know, he was like, "It's CDs now." I was like, "That's still fucking antiquated.
What is it?"
I've not even seen a CD in 20 years.
Not going to put it in the cloud. Everybody'll steal it, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
But remember when the cloud was new and everybody got paranoid?
Oh, they're going to steal my things in the cloud.
Oh, yeah. I can't put something in the cloud. Yeah, we can't do that.
Our entire existence at this point is in the cloud.
Exactly.
Everything.
There's nothing.
Everything I own is in the cloud.
So. I mean, the Academy voters this year, their screeners came in the cloud. They didn't come as discs.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that the first time they've done that?
I don't know, but I mean, you put in a code and then it codes you back and make sure it's really you watching it.
Oh,
you know?
I'm sure that that's a way to like crack it because like, I mean,
yeah.
I don't know if I'm supposed to say this, but like I've definitely benefited from friends that have had screeners.
Well, yeah, I think that's kind of our community, but it's when the screeners get sold in Des Moines, you know, is when that's a problem.
Fucking Des Moines.
And they're just criminals. They're just horrible criminals. Yeah, Des Moines, we need to build a wall around Des Moines so they don't come into our city.
I'm sorry to our one listener in Des Moines. It's not you. It's Des Moines.
No, don't blame the person. Yeah. Blame the city.
It's delightful. It's delicious. It's Des Moines.
It just ends right there.
Could you imagine?
Those were the original lyrics that Cole Porter came up with.
Right.
Imagine him sitting around going, Des Moines, Des Moines, Des Moines. My horny groin. No, that's not good. No. A girl's name.
Cole Porter.
Des Moines.
She was gay.
Yeah.
Cole Porter. Yeah, I was going to say. I was like, no, a girl's name. Are you kidding me? I was like,
no, he was gay and then but couldn't come out. So the studios had him marry a woman, the whole routine, like that. But he would go away on these expat getaways and go with Noel Coward and all these people to Paris. And they would go on extensive trips. And now, after he's dead, we find out people had love affairs with him and stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a very strict time.
Well, every year I'm a little extra gayer, just for Cole.
When he wrote the song Anything Goes, one of the lyrics was, "And now God knows," and the censor said, "You can't say that. We say it now in the show, then you couldn't say it." So they changed it to "Heaven Knows." Yeah.
Oh, like you just did the other regional tour of anything.
Oh, I did it last night. I had the dog sitting there, and I said, "God damn it, Daddy's going to perform."
You know? And I feel a song coming on. The lights go low.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he wrote alternative lyrics to "You're the Top."
I bet.
But I don't think he ever referenced top as being, you know, top or bottom kind of thing. But it maybe has a double meaning on it. Anyway, one of the lyrics is, "You're the top, you're the tits of Venus, you're the top, you're King Kong's penis." Which I just love.
See, that's funny. Gay people have been fun since the dawn of time.
Get that back in the show.
Yeah, I want to see Sutton Foster singing that. Hey, John.
Hmm.
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? You know, my mind has been clogged all day today, and I was thinking, you're going to ask me what's on my mind, and I thought, oh, I'll say that, and I thought, no, that's too serious, and I thought, I'll say that, and it's not too serious, but you know what, I'll tell you what's on my mind.
Are you going to talk about the Wienermobile again?
No, God, no. I hope to never talk about the Wienermobile again. I am really appalled that a newspaper like the LA Times doesn't have a proofreader. Because I get the LA Times.
Oh,
and
shocking.
I read it, and there are
shocking, right?
Grammar errors. Can you hear me? I can't even find words for it. Did someone just send that story in and it just went right into the paper? There was no copy editor that went, ooh, that's shitty grammar. And there should not be grammar errors in our newspapers.
No, not at all. Especially considering how much of it is just all digital and then it's just printed. Like, it's, you know, it's not like you have people up until the wee hours of the morning trying to get a story out on a fucking typewriter. Like,
yeah. With some gumshoe detective in a badly lit room, you know, and yeah, saying there, going, I got to get the story. It's got to happen. They pull it out of the roller thing and run with it down the street and slam it on the editor's desk, you know.
It's typed up in a well lit room in Pacoima and then sent, you know, and to the LA Times.
My Word program will even make suggestions if I make errors like that. There's even programs you can...
It just corrects it for me at this point.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It doesn't even let me make that mistake. So how does it go from the person, the copy editor, the next copy editor that I'm sure has to read it, and then it's then published?
To the newspaper, to my little eyes at 6 a.m.
Yeah, it's shocking. It is so shocking.
I do like this about the newspaper is when I discover a word I don't know.
Oh, sure.
That's kind of exciting. Like, it wasn't snowing, it wasn't hailing, it was, oh shit, and they said a word and it was like smudging or something like this. And I was like, it's what? And it's that thing hail and snow.
Oh, sleeting.
No, a better word.
No, it's not sleeting. Oh. Smudding.
Yeah, you smut. Don't smut on me again. Fucking clouds. That's what the neighbor was yelling about, the smuts. Grapple.
Grapple?
Grapple. Grapple.
Grapple. I've never heard of that in my life.
Right? Okay,
I'm trying to grapple with all this new information, but...
Right, so when the newspaper does a cool word like it's not snowing, it's not hailing, it's not raining, frozen water is called grapple. And they wrote, so LA experienced a massive amount of grapple, and I looked it up and I was very excited.
Right.
Because then I learned a new word, right? That's what newspapers should do, is help you learn new words, but not...
And the fact that you're learning new words after, you know, 100 years on Earth.
Oh, my God, yeah. I mean, the first time we learned the words, Gutenberg came over, you know, and handed us a couple pieces of papyrus, and there were images on them. We went, oh, my God. And then he said, I'll just do the Bible.
Oh,
and then we went, boring.
Thanks. Yeah, I'm all out.
Oh, Gutenberg. Yeah. Pain in the ass. Easter's right around the corner. And,
boo.
Okay, but candy? Can we find a positive part of Easter that you like? The new shoes, a new skirt. I mean, the hat. What is it?
The new shoes. Those sad plastic shoes that we all had to wear to church. You only wore them once a year. You wore them to church on Easter Sunday. Yeah. Those like hard plastic shoes. That's what I always think about with Easter. I think about like the fake grass that always confused me as a child. It was just like, it looks edible, but it's not.
Yeah.
It looks like something natural, but it's not. And so I would inevitably dump out the basket and make a wig out of it.
Oh, immediately. Yeah.
Immediately. It was the first thing I did. Yeah, just like a tinsel wig.
We would get a new outfit every Easter, and then that was the nice outfit that fit you that year.
Yeah.
And so if you had to go to a wedding or a funeral or a concert or something, that you drag out the Easter one because, you know, you changed every year. You know, your body just, especially mine, you know. That fit John this morning. That's so weird.
And in ways they couldn't predict either. They were just like, I didn't think he'd grow a lump there.
At the end of the concert, his pants went up 6 inches. It's just like, he must have liked the concert. Well, Easter's around the corner, and a lot of people love these Cadbury eggs. Ooh. Do you know these things?
Oh, sure. Yeah. There's just like staples of Easter candy that like that are very controversial, like Cadbury eggs, Peeps.
Well, in England, a terrible theft has occurred.
Oh.
And they foiled this huge Cadbury chocolate egg theft. And that's the story. You know,
thank you for joining us here on 20 Minutes.
This 32-year-old man named Jody Poole. Okay, so that's the first problem.
So we'll start there. Hold on. Right, yeah, go ahead and pause for a second. Jody Poole.
Or is the accent on Poole or Jody? Jody Poole.
Jody Poole. You know, if you say it like in Adele's accent, it's Jody Poole.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, because there's no L. It's Jody Poole, which is worse. Anyway, he was stopped on a highway in England, and he had there was something wrong with his car.
Something wrong with his name, honey.
And it turns out that he had $48,000 worth of Cadbury eggs he had stolen and was about to get away with.
Where was he stealing them from?
Why do I get asked questions that I can't answer? He just stole them, okay?
Wait, like thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars?
Yes.
Of Cadbury eggs.
$48,000 worth of Cadbury cream eggs.
I'm sorry. It's got to be a sex thing.
Oh.
It has to be a sex thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like, you don't think he's just going to resell them like on corners and say Happy Easter?
No, girl. We are living in late stage capitalism. Everyone can just get a bunch of Cadbury eggs, but he is going to absolutely do some sort of sex thing with them.
Well, he'll be sentenced next month
to death because it's England. You know,
no, he has to eat all of them.
Oh, like in Matilda? Yeah, they just put him up on the stage. Well, make him eat them all.
I don't think they can sell them now because they've been stolen and ran around in his car and stuff. So maybe they're in landfill or something.
What, do you open them all up? I'm sure they're fine.
Just, okay.
I'm sorry. Like, where do you think all of the candy from the 99 cent store comes from? I'm sure it's
China.
All like... Yeah. No, it's probably all like all the reject weird peeps that have like one eye that slipped and they look like they were in an accident.
Hey, they polled a bunch of Americans and asked, where do Easter eggs come from? And a shocking number of people said that Easter eggs come from rabbits.
Wow.
And believing that rabbits lay eggs.
Oh, God.
And they had to be corrected that that would be a chicken that lays
different
an egg.
Different animal.
Yeah. But it's not a rabbit. The rabbits have live birth, you know.
Mostly C-sections. And as we've all learned.
I meant my aunt had a chicken that she only C-sectioned because she didn't want her to lose her figure, you know. She just wanted her to be, she just wanted to keep her just beautiful, as always.
Yeah, I mean, I was really afraid that you were going to say that most of them answered Jesus, because it's our country, so I wouldn't put it past them.
The better stretch is, how does the Easter egg that's made of chocolate have anything to do with Easter? And what they do is they say, oh, the egg is like rebirth. Well, I don't understand but anyway, and then rebirth is, you know, that Jesus comes back, and so you can make one out of chocolate to represent that, but
no. Yeah, no.
It's not rebirth, it's birth.
Yeah.
You lay an egg and a chicken comes out of it.
The two have absolutely nothing to do with each other.
No, the rebirth would be if I shoved an egg up my ass and a chicken came out. See, that's rebirth.
Now that is magic. That's like up close magic that I want to see. But they don't ever have that at the Magic Castle, you know?
No, I'm trying to work that into my cabaret show. But, you know, nobody likes to see the ending, you know, when it comes out.
Right, because, you know, because the chicken doesn't just come out. It struggles.
Well, PETA called me and said, you know, do you think it's fair that there's a chicken in your ass? And I said, it's showbiz, kid. I mean, that was my first
response. That's funny. Tell another one. I don't get it. You just hang up the phone. And
then you just hear a chicken squawk.
Just that, like...
Hey, Americans eat a shockingly large amount of chocolate every year. Not just Easter, but Easter is a big chocolate holiday, right?
Right, yeah. That makes sense.
So Americans eat 19.8 pounds of chocolate per person per year.
20 pounds of chocolate per person.
3 bars of chocolate per week is the average amount of chocolate an American eats.
Who is eating all this chocolate? I mean, like, okay, to be fair, I've had this thought before where I'll be at like a convenience store or a gas station or whatever, and there's always just like chocolate everywhere. And I'm thinking like, because I'm never buying that. I'm either buying, you know, condoms or fucking cigarettes or whatever. But like, I'm like, who's buying all of this chocolate all the time?
It's amazing.
Constantly.
It's amazing.
It's shocking.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that, I mean, that makes total sense if it's like 3 bars a week.
Yeah. That's the average.
Holy crap.
But sit down for this one. And I know you are. So the shocking thing about this chocolate consumption is Americans don't eat the most amount of chocolate.
You're kidding.
Oh. What country do you think eats the most amount of chocolate?
Oh, it's got to be something like Sweden or...
Yep. Sweden's above us. The number one country is Switzerland.
Switzerland.
Swiss chocolate.
Well, that's real chocolate, though. Because I've been told on many occasions that our American chocolate is, cheap. For lack of a better word, garbage. Yeah. Just like garbage, cheap chocolate.
Right, right. Well, if you want to eat Swiss chocolate, you eat a piece of Toblerone.
Right. And that... It's supposed to last you know, days, but it lasts me from the gift shop till I get to my gate at the airport, you know?
That's right.
Pounding a Toblerone.
Right, right. But I've got some shocking news about Toblerone for you, and I hope you're going to take this well.
We'll see.
Toblerone is leaving Switzerland, and so you can't call yourself Swiss chocolate. You have to be made in Switzerland to be Swiss chocolate.
Oh.
So Toblerone's leaving the country, and they're rebranding it. And I didn't realize that each of those little peaks are Matterhorns.
Oh, I did not know that. I thought it was just a strange-shaped dildo, you know? Like, I didn't know.
Right. I thought it was a comb at first, you know? And I was just like, you know, that's pretty chocolate hair.
Fun mic. Yeah. It's...
Yeah.
Okay, they're mountains. Okay. And so now they're going to have to rebrand as like, you know, not Swiss chocolate, but Danish chocolate or...
moving to another country. They're so they're going to use the originator's name as the brand, and they got a new logo, and Toblerone is no more.
Oh, like the actual name Toblerone is gone.
Yeah, it's gone. Yeah.
Oh,
they're packing up and moving.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
And... I don't even know if it's going to look the same with the little Matterhorns.
I hope they change it into, like, it's like Lego chocolate and they get to keep, like, the same shapes, but they just turn it into something else square. It's like.
Or just shapes that you don't know what they are.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like.
Oh, just strange shapes.
Everyone's different.
Yeah.
You know, that every week. Yeah. You just open it up and go, I don't know. Whoa, what the hell is this?
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't even know what the last one was. How am I going to know what this one is?
I mean, that's kind of the big joke around this time of year is, like, you get those, like, Those bunnies that are supposed to be chocolate, or like the eggs that are supposed to be chocolate, and you open them up and they've morphed into some horrifying thing from the depths. I think it's the Christmas tree chocolate ones that look like butt plugs.
No, yeah. You know what looks like a butt plug is my Oscar cookie cutter. my Oscar shape. It really does. I think you're supposed to double it for bachelorette parties for Oscar parties. Because if you think that the head and then the wide shoulders and then the tapered and then the little stand that it's on.
Yeah, that's a butt plug.
Yeah.
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 It's whatever you want. I mean, yeah, it's whatever you want it to be, honestly. So
yeah. I mean, I want to tune into the Oscars and have them go, God, this looks like a dildo. You know, and nobody said that yet.
If I won an Oscar, that is the first thing I would say. I was like, this thing looks like a dildo. Anyway, I'd like to thank my family and, you know.
And the studios.
And the studios.
And my career that just left.
I don't think anyone has the courage to say that it looks like a dildo. So,
back to chocolate. They eat 21 pounds of chocolate per person in Switzerland.
Oh.
There's 5-6 other countries ahead of us. So feel good about yourself, America. Yeah.
I think once Americans tune in that we're not the best at something, they're sure as hell going to try. So I look forward to everyone.
Do your part this year and let's increase that chocolate intake and not just be like Utah, which, by the way, is the state of Utah holds the record in the U.S. for the most chocolate consumed.
I thought you were going to say the most popular state. And I was like, that is not so. And let me tell you why.
And all those Mormon kids voted. Yeah.
That's I'm sorry. Why. This week on American Idol, it says that America has spoken in Utah. I think that would be a great game show to just like vote states like, well, no, we don't like Rhode Island this week and just vote them off.
Yeah.
Well, or like that's how the Miss America pageant should be. It should be like Drag Race, where they have to compete every week, and then we like vote off Miss Idaho or whatever.
I have to tell you, as a child, my family watched the Miss America pageant every year.
Really?
As my whole family sat down, and this is why we all sat down, is that I would write all the states' names on pieces of paper. We would all draw them out, and everybody in the family had to put $5 into the pot. And the person that had the state that won the pot.
Wow.
And there were five of us, and it was $25, and I was young, you know, it's an older time when $25 meant something.
Went a much longer way. You could buy a whole house and a horse. Yeah, no.
And a whore. And yeah. It was all included. The horse and the whore were the same, though, which was weird.
The horse and the whore in the wardrobe. That's fun.
And we would get, because, you know, there's down to, what, how many finalists? Is it five or? Yeah, five at the very end.
I think it's at least five.
And there would be screaming and yelling and just rooting. And who cares if she was the prettiest or if her song sounded good? I wanted that pot.
I wanted that $25.
So exciting. They would just be screaming and screaming and screaming. And then we would award the winner.
Because, okay.
With it. And when my dad won, he divided it up.
Oh, gave see, it that's to us, nice. Which, but when you won, you were just like, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was upstairs in my room going, I'm buying cocaine. You know, I was just out of there.
Well, they hadn't invented it yet, but soon you were like.
That's true. I got to find something shaped like an Oscar. I'll be right back. You know. I'm reading the newspaper, and in a real legit newspaper, this story pops up. Drinking Coke and Pepsi makes your balls larger.
What? Really?
A study has been revealed that drinking Coke and Pepsi can make people have larger testicles and higher testosterone levels.
What are you reading? Like those things at checkout that are like, Bat Boy found in a cave.
Will Harry and Meghan stay married?
Gail's five favorite things. It's just
it was really a real story, and it's concerning to me because I don't think it's true.
Zip. No, he's like, I'm going to prove it to you.
In our show notes below. Here's a before and after picture. Yeah. And you'll wonder why I'm guzzling Coke during our interview.
Pounding Coke. Yeah, for those of you playing the home game, John's constantly actually drinking Coke during these recordings. And
just to keep alive.
That would explain. Yeah, that would explain why your pants no longer fit anymore.
Just to stay awake. So I guess these stories are clickbait.
Of course.
You know, just something to get you to click, and then some advertiser pays that person money because you clicked and then saw some pop-up ad for something you'll never want. But you know, I'm a big sucker for these ads that show up on Instagram and stuff like, this'll take the cat hair out of your whole house, you know, and it's a stick with a bristle on the end, and the lady's running around the house, and there's like an entire Phyllis Diller wig at the end of this thing after seconds of her just running around, and I look at it and I go, should I get that? And then I check the price, and once I've checked the price, I'm fucked because now I'm going to get a million more of those. But
oh, absolutely. I mean, also, not to spoil the fun here, but just by you even lingering on the ad, it can tell that you've stopped and looked at it. So that's how they get you. Like, it doesn't even like you don't even have to click in and interact with it. If you just like stall in front of it, it counts as like an engagement. So. They've got your number on like the wig removal, or I wasn't listening, but whatever it was.
No, there was another one too that just had me. First I click on the price and I go, $14 doesn't seem like that much. Yeah. I mean, what does a mop cost? What does a broom cost? And then I sit and think on it.
You're like, no, really, I'm asking. I've not bought a mop in some time. or it's like 14 installments of $14. And you're like,
that's what I didn't read, you know. And then, And I never want to buy one of these things that doesn't accept something like PayPal, because I kind of want to be a little bit anonymous. You know, I don't want to give them a real credit card with all the information. And so...
So yeah. So anonymously buying wigs from Instagram.
Well, they're dust bunny wigs, yeah. Which, you know, I don't know. I think it's like saving the planet. I think it's green of me to make a wig from dust.
You know, reduce, reuse, recycle. Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. The doorbell. I need to go get a package. I think my cat hair thing is here. No, I mean, I wish it was. I mean, I didn't order that one, but I have been known to. There was one that was a power washer. And in the ad, the lady, it lifted the cement right out of her, right off the patio. And I got it. And I have a pee stream that's stronger than this power washer. You know, it is like, doesn't the hose just do that? You know, and with my thumb in the end. And I used it and then it broke.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that checks. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We, for Christmas, my family and I, for years, had a running gag where, you know, we'd get each other whatever, but there had to be one gift that was a, like, as seen on TV gift.
Oh, jeez.
And we had to, like, go search high and low for these things.
Yeah.
And you would get someone, like, the...
So you bought these things before.
As a joke, though. I wasn't trying to power wash the pavement. You know, we sort of got them as, like, ha-ha, this is funny. And then it's true that, you know, they would break almost immediately. But things like the egg wave, or like there was like a ped egg. This is the most foul thing that I've ever seen. It's like it looks like a mouse, you know, like a computer mouse.
Yeah.
But it's got like a cheese grater in it, and you like grate your feet and it like catches all of the grating, and then you like empty it.
The calluses.
So it was like this like computer mouse with a cheese grater on it that you would like rub on the bottom of your feet, you know.
Oh, it's so pretty. It's
and then
so
during
good.
The commercial, they'd be like, and it's, you know, it's easy to open, to clean. And they like open it up and all this like Parmesan cheese or whatever. And it was just like that commercial. I am well into my 30s. That commercial has haunts my dreams and haunts my nights. And I think about that fairly regularly.
So does it work?
I don't know. I lost my 2 feet in that accident. So that's very... That's really disrespectful of you. Yeah. Sorry.
I never look down. I stay at the face, and I'm so mesmerized I can't look any lower. Well, I look at the tits.
Yeah, the tits are fun.
You know, I just it's tits, face, yeah. Tits, face. You know,
dance head, looks three.
Yeah. yeah, back and forth. Well, have you ever by mistake purchased something and then it came and it wasn't what you said it was? Not just Sea Monkeys
either.
Yeah,
again, not just Sea Monkeys. I mean, yeah, I signed up for this podcast, and it really turned out to be something else. But I'm trying to think. Yeah, I'm very like I want to like touch things in store, and you know, like I still have a hard time buying things online unless it's like a bag or something that I know I won't need to try on. But like any sort of like appliance and stuff, I'm like I really want to look at it and touch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they get like clothes too. I mean, having worked in the apparel industry for years, like I know how cheap stuff is made. And like, as soon as you get it, you're like, ugh, not this. So,
yeah, my friend stopped by and gave me a pair of wool pants. And I don't like wool.
Did he stop by in 1978? What year was this?
No. It was last week, and he made fun of me for not liking wool. It makes my skin crawl to touch wool. I can't touch it. Have you ever heard of anybody that's allergic to wool?
Yeah, I think people are allergic to wool. Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, sure.
Thank
sure.
you.
No, that's a thing.
Thank
but also
you.
Like textures. Like I know people that can't wear like a velour.
Yeah.
They were like, it like creeps me out. I like, can't get near it in like the same way that like a chalkboard kind of like makes your skin crawl.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Though that makes sense.
I'm very tactile. I love to touch everything. Uh-huh. And I've been kicked out of museums for that. You know?
And the bullet. Yeah.
And it was actually the staff. And so, you know, they.
Sir, I would not like a hug.
Have you been drinking a lot of Coke? No. Wow.
What are you stealing?
That's impressive. Yeah. Yeah, I like to touch. And so there are museums that let you touch some things.
Yeah.
You know?
Like
science museums. You can pick up a starfish.
Or there's like sculptures you can touch, but you can always tell where everyone's touched it. It's like rubbed off and is like strange.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Well, you know, touch, when we were children, it's really how we learned.
Yeah.
We looked at something and we touched it. And it's part of learning. It's not like like it's a weird kind of, you know, habit that we just developed later. It's like, ooh, as an adult, I like to touch. No, it's part of us.
Yeah.
We touch things.
And we actually do kind of curb that. So, like, I find myself doing it a lot if I'm, like, at, like, the grocery store or whatever. I'll just, like, start touching bananas and shit. And I'm just like, what are you doing? And
look,
it's just like,
look, that man is stroking a melon over there. It's just, it's so weird.
He's petting a pineapple. That's so nice.
Very few do.
Very few do.
The pineapple's always left out. Yeah. It's like, the dragon fruit and the pineapple sit over in the corner. It's like, nobody touches us.
I know. Yeah. It's like, it's not our fault.
We can't help it. We're ugly. you know, when I first got my Macintosh computer, the touch, touching the top of it was unusual. It was super soft metal.
Yeah. It's like silky.
Okay. I'll pull up that response so that it doesn't look like I'm in a mental hospital somewhere.
Yeah.
No, it is. I think that Steve Jobs made sure that everything had every detail, but there's something really soft about touching the top of the computer. Or like a couch. You wouldn't buy a couch without touching it first.
Right. You wouldn't just buy a couch online or whatever. And that's kind of the same. Like, I want to touch things. I want to, like, actually see them and hold them.
Yeah.
To see if, like, the weight feels right. But with things you have to actually, like, sit and sleep on, like, oh, absolutely.
No, sheets. I have to open the package and dig my hand into the sheet before I buy it, because it's got to have a very soft kind of sheen feel. Otherwise, I don't want it.
Yeah, the good people at, like either IKEA or whatever, they'll put those, like, little holes.
Right.
On the packaging, right. So you can, like, touch, mm-hmm. like, and I've got my hand in that thing, like I took it out to dinner, you know, like I'm trying to feel how soft it is. I've got a whole fist in there, you know.
Well, they used to have, like, a ring with, like, five fabric samples hanging there.
Oh yeah,
but it looked like every 7-year old blew their nose in it, you know. And I would go by, and I'm not gonna sit and rub that. No, yeah. No,
touching that.
Just no. I'll just put my finger in that little hole and twirl it around.
Yeah, twirl it around until I realize that I don't want these sheets at all.
And someone on the staff comes over and goes, "Sir, those aren't sheets." And and I'm like, oh my goodness.
Oh, wow, you're right.
Who let a goat in here? So do you know what shrinkification is?
Like when you get out of a pool.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's exactly.
Oh, really? It. Oh, okay. I was like,
no,
it's either
not.
That
it's
or
not.
Or fucking Shrinky Dinks from the 70s.
No. It's in economics, and we are now suffering from serious shrinkification.
Well, it's cold.
No, let me give you an example.
I need to just warm it up a little bit. Yeah.
No, think food. Don't think yeah, it's actually a form of package downsizing.
Oh.
And what it is the package is sometimes the same size, but there is a trim or something around it, and there are fewer items in the package, like in foods. And actually, back to Toblerone again.
Oh, wow. Fun.
Over the last few years, there are less little mountains in the Toblerone package, saving them on chocolate per bar.
But I bet they're the same price.
But the price stays the same.
Or even goes up in some cases.
Goes up, and that's what we're suffering right now in our economy.
Wow.
So I bought a bag of like Dorito chips or something, and I thought, wow, this bag feels smaller. I went home to the old bag that's here, and it's substantially smaller and costs more. Mm-hmm. Because that's a sneaky way of
late stage capitalism, baby. You're in it.
Of driving profit.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. What a dumb.
And there's nothing we can do about it.
No, there's not. Are there sadder feelings when you open a bag of chips and there's, I don't know, 12 chips in there and you're like, what the fuck is this? It's like full of farts and nothing else, and you're just like, what?
It's sold by weight, not volume.
It is.
I love that disclaimer.
It's such bullshit, because it's like,
couldn't you fill them to the top?
Like,
hey, open up the cereal and then you look way down in there, and
you're like, where's the rest of the raisin bran? It's just like, fill that baby to the top. No, but you know what? We shop at Sprouts, and their cereal to the top.
Oh, overachievers.
Well, I mean, you know, and it's like off-brand Cocoa Krispies or whatever, but it's like, who cares? It's to the brim. Every time you open it, you run the risk of it exploding out.
Yeah. Oh, I gotta go try that.
That's how full it is. That's wonderful.
So look, a box of cereal is about between $4 and $5 now. That's
yeah, cost like $40 or something. I don't know.
But no, but that's like the average. You got to go with me on this because I'm going to make a point. The average box of cereal is about $4 or $5. Wouldn't you agree, Latina?
Uh huh.
Yeah. Shit. Working. Anyway, there is an Easter cereal that is limited edition.
Oh, God.
Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
It is Peeps cereal.
Blech. Oh my gosh.
And it is $15 a box. I'm not kidding. And it said limited time only. And I thought, are people grabbing this up? So I grabbed one. Of course, I pushed the lady out of the way, but I grabbed one.
Yeah.
And it says
she bounced
on
back
it,
up. She was fine. Yeah.
Marshmallow flavored cereal with marshmallows.
It's all marshmallows, right?
It's like, yeah. Oh, I wish this had marshmallows. And it's Peeps limited edition cereal for Easter. And I think I'm going to go get some.
Have you heard the old quote from Celine Dion when she's at a concert and she says, this next song is for all the children and all the parents. That's everyone, right? Like, it's just like, you know, it's just, that's everyone. It's like, it's a marshmallow cereal with marshmallows. And you're like, it's just fucking marshmallows.
Yeah, you should just say marshmallow. We're good.
It's just marshmallow cereal. Yeah.
I went by a store and it said, everything in the store is 99 cents and up. And I thought, that's every store. I mean,
right. What's below? Yeah. Seriously, what's below that? I dare you.
I don't think we could find something for under 99 cents in a store. Do you think?
Anymore. Oh, no. Could you imagine going somewhere and like finding something for a nickel or like 25 cents even?
No.
Nothing costs less than a dollar.
No.
Nothing.
No. So
there's no way.
99 cents and up. Yep. That's every store.
That's every fucking store.
Yeah. The word 99 or the symbol 99, I guess, was supposed to get me in there like, ooh, 99. Yeah, that's going to be a good deal.
Yeah.
No.
It's just branding at this point. It's not 99 like, and it's up. Actually 99 cents. I bet there's one thing that's 99. It's like a fucking spider ring or something that you can buy in there. But that's pretty much you know.
It's in a gum machine. You have to put a dollar in, you know.
Right, exactly. It costs 99 cents, but you have to pay a dollar. Yeah, and it's a gamble. It's one of those claws.
Oh, you know, when I was a kid, I loved gum machines with toys that came out of them. I just loved them. And I
So did my brother. He spent like the better part of a small fortune trying to get things like stickers and God knows what else out of those machines.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was wild.
We had a gumball machine in this drugstore in our little small town. And, you know, if you turned it really, really slowly, it would be half open and half closed. And my friend Monty and I had a sock and drained the entire thing of Boston baked beans into this sock for 5 cents. And the lady came over and yelled at us. And she said, you know, that's punishable.
It's beans, lady. Yeah.
And we were like, if you can get them out, you can. I thought we were more clever and we should be rewarded for. Yeah.
Economical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we had a tube sock economical. Full of Boston baked beans. And
you beat the shit out of that lady. With that sock.
I walloped her with the side of that. Yeah. She's got a little heel mark in the side
lost
of her head
ear
still.
And everything.
Yeah. Yeah. You can really defend yourself with a tube sock of Boston baked beans. And
you can put anything in a tube sock and defend yourself. It's great. Yeah. I've heard.
Am I the only person that likes Boston baked beans?
I'm not even sure they call them that anymore.
Oh, they don't.
They don't.
They're kind of maroon. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's a peanut. Yeah. It's a peanut with a kind of a candy shell or something. And there are ones that are bumpy. How about the bumpy ones?
There's ones that are bumpy. That's fun.
or those old ones. I don't know.
They're all old.
Honey, the candy went bumpy. No, it's
put it in the Halloween pile. Anyway, it's dark.
They won't know.
Going back to like you were talking about bags of chips, whenever I thought about this, and I was going to save it for what's in your mind, but we're here. have you ever thought about like, or have you ever looked like bags of chips and things have websites on them? Who is going to like Doritos.com
to complain?
Who is going to like Ruffles.com
to learn more?
Seriously,
learn more about Doritos.
Think about it. Like,
never stop learning.
To learn more. What are you going to learn more about chips? Yeah, you fart into a blanket after eating an entire bag of them. You feel like garbage. You want more of them. There's not enough in a bag. What could you possibly want to know more about?
The honest answer is you don't want to know more about Doritos. You don't want to know.
No. Yeah, do not ask questions. Do not ever look into what Cheetos are made of.
No.
Don't ever do it. No. And the hot Cheetos, especially don't look into those. But someone, one of our listeners must have, like, okay, I'm going to do that after this. I'm going to go to a bunch of stupid websites and go to, like,
Frito-Lay.com.
Frito-Lay.com, LittleDebbie.com. Like, I want to see what the fuck is happening on these websites.
Wow.
Because, like, look, people work at these. Like, there's a web designer
that
works for Ruffles.
Oh, there's a complaint line you can call. There's a telephone number to complain about.
Oh, to be a fly on the wall at the complaint center that I'm sure has been rehoused into, you know, overseas. Yeah. You know, to be a fly on the wall at a call center like Ruffles. Yeah. Could you imagine? There's like, all my chips are broken. Yeah. Like, you sat on it.
But imagine the power that woman has. That
the sheer power.
Ultimate thing she could possibly give you is a coupon for another bag of
that
shit.
That bag of chips.
And she holds on to that.
Because,
she's not going to give that up to see how hard you're going to fight for that coupon for another bag of Doritos.
Right.
And
because it's not like the bag of chips killed your family. You can't, like, you know, you're not going to
sue. There's no liability.
It's a bag of chips. Now,
there are some foods that are killing people, but it's probably not your chips.
It's not immediate, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a long game how these foods are killing you. However, I do remember back in the 90s, the Olestra.
Oh.
That was in chips. It was causing anal leakage. And they had to put that on the
bags. Oh my God, that's what went wrong. Yeah. I thought it was me.
It was.
And it was a
Venn diagram, and you were the overlap.
Well, this concludes another exciting episode of Homolicious, and we've learned a lot today.
We have. Today was like the consumer episode.
It really is.
We learned a lot about chocolate and chips
and shrinkification and economics and
gosh,
bigger balls from Coca-Cola. Yeah. I mean,
it was like a home ec class. I feel like I was end up learning a lot here. And
never stop learning French and ball swelling. Get those Cadbury eggs before somebody steals them.
Yeah. Oh, God, what was his name? Leslie. What did you say? It was
Jody Frump.
Jody Frump.
No. Why would we forget?
Jody Poole. Jody Poole.
It's Jody Poole.
Yeah. This
No, Jody Poole.
Jody Poole. Jody Poole.
Yeah. All right. This episode is dedicated to Jody Poole, whatever prison you're in right now.
Yeah.
Stealing those eggs. Hey, remember eggs? Eggs got a bad rap, and then eggs got a good rap, and then eggs get a bad rap, then eggs...
They do.
Eggs come and go with the, you should eat them, you shouldn't eat them, you should eat them, you shouldn't eat them. It goes back and forth.
Yeah, I can't wait for lard to come back. Any day now, I'll be ready.
Homolicious, the Odd Pod, is intended for entertainment purposes only. Please download and subscribe. The views expressed by the hosts and their guests are all their own. If you'd like to send us compliments or praise or nude photos, feel free to contact us at homoliciouspod@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.